is March 1st, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 99. How's everybody doing tonight?
Woo!
Good.
Good.
Doing good.
We have no Adam, so we're running low on fun, but we'll try to get there anyways. Adam brings the most fun. Sorry, I said it. I'll stick to it, and it's out there in the world. Sorry. Dave, you bring, like, surliness and facts. Dave 2 brings CW. Ryan brings logistical logic to the world. Not logistical, just logic to the world. I bring some organization. Adam brings fun. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry.
I can buy it. Yeah, all right. He definitely is a fun guy.
He's not a fucking mushroom, you asshole.
Oh, he is.
Get it, fun guy. Oh, yeah. So, episode 99, what are we doing next week for 100? The big 100. Are we doing anything awesome?
It's going to be an all Ryan podcast.
Woo!
Sounds good. I'm going to probably sing the whole time. Like a R. Kelly kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, today in AI, there was some crazy shit with robots. You know, that kind of thing.
So you're gonna be in a closet the whole time?
He is trapped in a closet.
I think you misunderstand. We're all going to be here. We just have to respond as you. So, all right. It basically be you talking normal and us going 101011101.
This has never been heard by any living person ever.
Live podcast is out because one of our wives refuses to do it and hates everybody. So what else do we got in the pocket? Kids podcast, probably a little too young for that at this point.
they can make noises.
Yeah, and probably up a little late. We'd have to start that a little earlier, I'm guessing. Well, except for Leo, he'd be up ready to go. He's like, let's do it.
He's probably up right now.
he's up right now, yeah. Cosmic Druid.
I said that because he's right behind you.
Right. Is he actually?
Made you look.
He totally could have been.
That shit's fucking creepy, dude. Why you have, like weird naked children statues in there?
It is a little strange, the fact that there's naked mannequins behind you.
Those are Amber's. I don't know either.
Makes it even more creepy. Why does Amber have, like, little tiny children statues?
She's trying to awaken them.
Well, it's made of clay, doesn't she know? And she puts the note in the mouth and magic and stuff. Okay.
She's been busy, so she hasn't had a chance to complete the ritual.
Ryan, why don't you just kick some over and be like, yeah, get out of here, you freaky kids.
That'd be weird.
They don't bother me anymore. I can see how they would.
Yeah, they did bother me at one point.
At one point, I was like, these are weird, and now they're just like, oh, like, those
I would just
things.
Keep hiding them everywhere. Like, like I would wait till like Amber's deciding. She's like, oh, I'm going to get over here. I'm going to take a shower. Get ready and just put them like right there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be epic. It's like right Halloween outside the shower door.
Right.
So... it took us, let's see, roughly 2 years to get to 100 episodes. Just under, I think. I think we missed like 2 weeks, basically, something like that. So that's pretty good. That's fucking ridiculous, actually, that you guys have nothing else to do but hang out and talk every now and then. Like, come on, guys, get a life, is what I'm saying.
We do that every week.
I know. So what I want to know is... I want to know, in your life, and if you see it in any of our lives, what will be different in 2 years? So 2 years from now, if we reach episode 200, what do you see in your life that's different? What do you see in our lives that are different? Or, and if you just want to respond to yourself, that's fine, too. Yeah, so it's 2 years from now. Think, what is that, 2020? Whew, it's far away. Long time from now. But only 100 episodes away. Well, start with, do you think we'll still be doing this in 2 years, and then kind of branch off from that. Anybody want to volunteer to go first?
I think we might have some part-timers.
I don't know what that means. Like, part-time people are going to come in and sub and shit? That'd be cool. I don't know who they're going to be, but...
No, I think we'll have, like, maybe one of us that is going to be, like, every other week or every third week. Something like that.
Hey, man, I'm committed to you on Thursdays, all right?
Oh, I'm not talking about you.
Hey, Adam is committed to you, man.
It's not a bad idea.
I don't know,
dude.
Man. here's what I'm thinking is going to happen. It's just going to be it's the Dave and Chris podcast. Welcome to the show. We're the only ones who managed to get up and go.
That's pretty good. I don't know why Dave threw it in, though. Did the CW go off the air or something? He's like, I got nothing left to talk about.
My wife already gets mad.
Right, yes.
Wait a minute. It's Thursday night. What? What do you mean? Can't you skip tonight? Nope. Sorry.
Right.
Going downstairs.
Well, I could. What's the reason? I can't even tell. What's I even talk about? It's unreasonable. I can't skip.
Right.
That's funny. Okay, so that's podcast-wise. Interesting. I am more optimistic. I think that in 2 years, the way that the growth has been for our podcast, it's going to keep growing and keep growing, and we're going to get some special guests that that bring us into the forefront, and we're going to get some name recognition. And I think 2 years from now, I'll go on a limb and say two of us will be doing the podcast full-time. That's right. Hey, I'm throwing my hat over the wall, goddamn
it. All right.
Ryan laughs. Get out of here, part-timer.
Ryan, sorry.
I hope that works out.
All right. Well, Ryan, what about you? What where do you think we're going? I haven't heard from you yet.
I don't know. It's hard to predict 2 years from now.
It's true. That's why I throw my hat over the wall.
I think Ryan is going to be a full-time mustache model.
That could
pretty,
be.
That's pretty That'll, good.
That's true.
But only at the end of winter somehow? Like...
Every other Thursday I'm going to be a mustache model. So I'll be halftime then, I suppose. I don't know. Actually, it's hard to predict. I
of
could
course
see
it is.
Continuing. Like it's going to be something where like... I don't know. There's a lot of inertia. You know what I mean? There's a lot of inertia to things. So it could continue unmolested, or it could get totally molested.
What are you going to do in the podcast, Ryan? Just tell us right now, you fucker. Are you going to molest the podcast?
This is just the most Ryan answer ever.
I know. Like, I refuse to answer.
Just non-committal to anything.
I don't know. I think Chris should go, because he had a question, which he clearly had a chance to think about, and maybe that'll help others come up with thoughts that sort of spring off of his ideas.
Sure. I'll start. You're talking about my original question, not just the podcast question, I take.
Yes.
Okay. I was talking about the podcast question just for you, because you were like, I hate everybody. For me, I might be in a different job if I find something more interesting, because my current job's fine, and it pays the bills, but it's, you know what it is, you know. And I don't really love my coworkers, save like two or three. It's not that I don't like them, they're just, you know, they're not my peeps, so it's kind of hard when you don't have friends at work. Like, everyone has friends at work. It's mm-hmm. like where you make friends. But when the people around you are not really in your peer group, I guess is a good way of putting it, then it's hard to have friends. So I'm not sure I'll be there anymore. I assume I'll be on wife number three by that time, so that's got that going for me. Amy's gonna be around. It's just gonna be some sort of polygamous thing, so you know.
Right.
I'm sorry, polyamorous thing. So we're all loving
it's
each other.
It's the new sister wives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone loves each other. What else? I hope that both D&D groups are still going, but who knows? I mean, weird shit has happened that might face off. I mean, the Thursday night group is more likely to end than the Tuesday night group, but you never know. Like Ryan said, there's inertia to things. Maybe you guys will be like, I'm done. Because like 2 years down the road, the boys are about three. That's a fun age. You know, they start to do more things. I mean, it's not the best age, but they do start to do more things. And you get to do things. And most likely, I'll be spending most of my time fucking rolling around on a giant map in my backyard and doing some pull-ups. And you know what? I'm going to throw my hat over the ring again and say, I'm going to, on episode 200, I'm going to get a nice talk from Dave, who's like, man, I really appreciate the fact that you built this and got me into like working out and stuff, and now I come over twice a week and we hang out and work out with all our friends and we have awesome roles, and it's sweet.
And you have a new podcast, Chris.
Oh no!
It's called the work. It's the workout podcast. Jesus live Christ. from the shed.
I get definitely need to quit my job then because that's too many podcasts. Two is hard enough. Yeah, because Dave's like, I can't believe you invented this thing called workout and watch movies at the same time. It's amazing, and I love it. So there
I can
you go.
Get my swole on while watching.
Yeah, that's my answer. There you go.
Actually, no, I just thought of something. I come on. Jesus.
Workout and watch movies.
No. Like, you watch a television show, right? And here's what you do. You basically sit on a piece of equipment, and you watch the show, and then you work out, correctly, but as hard as possible for the 3.5 minutes that our commercials are on, right? And then you rest, and then you watch a show, which is, 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes, right? And then you work out really, really hard for the next 3.5 minutes, whatever you run, you just bunch, you're like, ah! I'm just like, my legs hurt and stuff, I'm just going to run as hard as possible for 3.5 minutes or whatever, and then you just like, oh, okay, rest, going to watch the show for 7 minutes, and then you do something else. Actually, I don't think I think I could do that. I think I could, that would be a kind of working out I could do, because basically the goal would not necessarily be the working out part, the goal would be to maintain for 3.5 minutes to get to the thing that I like.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
be a good exercise.
That's kind of what I used to do with Twins games. Between innings, I would do sit-ups or push-ups just because, why not, right? I'm just sitting here watching it, and I'm not doing anything. I might as well do the workout thingy between innings. But and it's interesting that you mentioned that, because there is interval training. Interval training is some people say interval sprinting is actually better for your heart, and the studies are still kind of out, but then long-distance running. So if you go 10 minutes and you walk 3 minutes and sprint for a minute, walk 3 minutes, sprint for a minute, and you do that for 20 minutes, that's interval training. It's very close to what you're describing, and some people think that's actually better for your heart, which is interesting.
Okay, so 2020, I will be super wealthy, be coming up with this new style of working out called television training, commercial training. It's not interval training, it's called commercial training.
Sure.
And it's going to be really good. Dave's going to be ripped up, man. He's going to be on the CW. It's I arrowed this. Basically, he's going to be doing Arrow workout during the commercials of watching Arrow.
Arrow won't be around.
That's just a good... Arrow 2.0. That's a good idea.
Arrow won't be around. He'll be Flash and Legend.
Right. See, Flash is just going to run as hard as possible for the commercials of the Flash.
Well, see, that's what I was getting. You could take this a step further and actually send out regimented things to do during specific shows. So if you're watching Grey's Anatomy, that's just a show I thought, you have to do something... I don't know, with your body, that's really good or something. You could figure out. We're creative at this shit.
So
play doctor with your significant other during the commercials.
That's a good idea.
That works.
Yeah. I am. Yeah, so now I'm super rich. So that's pretty great.
That is really good. And so back to this interval thing real quick. Besides you being super rich, a lot of people at the gym, that's what they do. They like lift weights for a minute or less, and then they'll rest for 5 minutes, which is not the proper way to work out, but is something. You did it for 3 minutes, and you did it with just a manageable weight you could do for 3 minutes. That's fucking a good workout, actually.
So you think that now, because with your limited knowledge of not being 2020 knowledge, but yes, with 2020 knowledge, I have a whole bunch of facts and stuff provided by my business partner, Ryan Thomas, who has also invested heavily into this, since he likes to invest in businesses.
Okay, so far we've got, I am working out a little bit more, and I no longer have a job because I do podcasts. Dave is super rich because of his new workout plan. What else we got?
Dave is promoting his All CW channel all the time.
How'd you get the rights to do All the CW channel? Don't worry about it. I did it.
Just by sheer willpower of hey guys, I really like your show. Could I have lots of great ideas? Oh, this guy again.
I wrote him a letter, and they're like, "Hey, that's great. Just turn it all over to him."
Andy Dufresne. Every day he writes a letter. Right, dear CW, I sure could use ownership of your company.
You mean
I'll keep writing you. Best wishes, Dave.
Well, he did it for a year, so we just gave it to him.
It's in his fanfic, all the Legends of Tomorrow are all gay except for Leonard Stark. It's like it's the other parallel dimension where everyone is gay except for him. I don't know. I think things will be pretty similar. They'll be, you know.
Yeah, I don't see much
change. Ryan will probably have less time.
Probably.
If the start Leo
or June get into sports, that could be a challenging thing for time. Which they might. So I could see that being interesting.
Maybe June, but I've seen Leo throw, so...
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Ryan, you know when all chess tournaments are always on the weekends?
They could do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, they're always on the weekends.
My work could get interesting.
What's that mean?
I mean, right now we're an early startup, so it will change drastically, and I don't know in which way. Worst case, it will no longer be a company. Best case, it'll be like a much larger company with more people. And actually, the best case would probably be if we were bought out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like, here's your $4 million. Go home. Yeah. Get a new job.
Yeah, bought out and told to not work. That would be really nice.
What do you make, Ryan?
What do you mean? I make
what would
software.
You say you do?
Yeah, what would you say you do here?
I take the reports to the customer.
between the engineers, he's got people skills. Damn it,
Ryan! Why couldn't they just do it? I just tried to. Ryan would be if I was going to try and put him to a person. It's like how on Friends nobody knew what fucking what's his face did for his job.
Chandler.
Chandler. Nobody knew what he did.
Oh, no he just really was at knows. He was at companies, but nobody knew what he did. Sure.
Yeah, Ryan. Like no one really knows what Ryan does.
Ryan just works his magic.
Is that true? Do you feel like you don't know what I do? I mean, I can see it because it's
such like we don't know what you. We know the basic gist of what you do. You're like, I program things and I do this thing. It's like, but what is the? What do you do? What do you make?
In your previous job, really, the only thing I understood that you did in your previous job was attend meetings.
Yeah, meetings. Right. Everyone knows
right.
that.
Right. And Terra.
Previous job, I attended a lot.
Oh, yeah, and Terra.
You did Terra a lot.
Yeah. And lots of meetings.
Before she got transferred because of the sexual harassment and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you never talk about, like, you know, what you do. Like, Adam's like, I deliver things. I'm going to 3D print things.
It's because it's not very tangible. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I write code, and then I write PowerPoints, and then I draw pictures on whiteboards and talk to people, and then I go to a meeting. But usually I mostly write code. I eat lunch. Then sometimes I smoke somebody's ass in ping pong. That's kind of like that's it.
you do talk about the things you do at work.
Well, that's the things that people can relate to. Like, I can say, like, I wrote more code, FYI. It's just not as interesting. It's hard to...
I disagree. I think it's very interesting because you did it.
Would you say your ping pong skills is like your basketball skills, 8 for 10 lifetime?
Are you 8 for 10 lifetime there, bro?
I've been training more with my ping pong. I got my downstairs table. I've been working on my shots, getting pretty strong. I don't train a lot. Just when I walk past it, I go, I'm going to hit the ball a couple times.
All right.
Dave, I want you to do something that I can look at it and I can go like, hey, like you in the world, I can go like, hey, that's Ryan's thing.
It's really hard because my thing gets used by companies.
I just like to see things. Like
the shit I make has like touches many things, but like it's a couple levels removed. You know,
I just like to be like, hey, that's Ryan's thing. Or I see some person, I'd be like, hey, that's Chris's workout shack. He did that.
No, I didn't. I watched and you guys did it and I helped carry things.
Yeah, I know. All right. I don't know.
I get it.
Okay.
It's the thing with the software industry where it's like not easy to share. Like you're not building a bridge, you're building Right in coat.
You're building a bridge between people.
Yeah, I'm making connections.
You should make a video game because then you can. But, then I can go, hey, Ryan made my friend made this video game.
That might be fun. If I got super rich from the best case scenario in 2 years, I might consider like just writing a video game for a hobby slash mostly hobby, but also possible income option. That'd be pretty fun.
Sure.
It'd be hard.
But your assistant still takes the paperwork to the engineers.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave 2, you got anything to add as far as what's going to happen in 2 years?
No.
All right.
I don't see much changing in my life over the next 2 years. The boys get a little bit older.
Sure. That's fine.
That's about it. Yeah.
I understand that. I mean, time goes by really fast, actually. 2 years here and gone in a blink. So let's answer for Adam. Will Adam be 3D printing everything? Will he own his 3D printer? Will he live in a 3D printer? Will he marry a 3D printer? What do you guys think Anna is in the store for Adam's life? Or will be a train conductor somehow?
He's going to turn all this schooling, 3D schooling, into train conductor.
3D print a train and then drive it around.
I really hope for him that he'll have a different job in 2 years.
Me too.
So that he can enjoy life a lot more.
Okay.
I do worry that he won't pursue that rigorously, and I think he can, but you can sometimes hold yourself back. So I hope, Adam, that you go after that job.
Wait, why are you talking to Adam? He's not here.
Oh, he's not going to listen.
He's not going to listen.
Yeah. I'm talking as if he
Remember,
were to
he
listen.
He can't listen when he's driving.
He doesn't have enough time.
Okay.
Plate's too full.
You know what's also interesting is we know none of us said, besides me, that I would be on wife number 3. Whereas, like, half the population eventually dumps their first wife. I think that's really interesting. Because, I'm not saying anything about you guys in particular, but I'm saying nobody ever thinks, like, oh, I'm going to be on a different wife, because everyone thinks, of course I'm going to be with my wife forever. And this, I think the numbers might actually be skewed, but I think it takes into consideration, like, people who get married and divorced multiple times count as, you know, that counts against the general population, so... They say it's 50% of marriages, but like one person might get married and divorced 6 times, which skews the facts and stuff. But anyways, I just want to bring that up because I don't see much hope for any of you. So let's get the podcast going. Here. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. I always find that interesting. Like, nobody ever says anything like that because you don't expect it, right? Nobody expects it.
True. No. And if you did, it would be too personal. You wouldn't bring it up anyway.
I would. Fucking circle of trust, baby. Right here. Circle of trust.
Circle of trust that's uploaded onto the internet for anybody
Man,
to listen
they
to.
They don't know shit. What are they going to... Oh, unlike any of our wives ever listen to this podcast.
Well, my wife does.
Oh, besides... Sorry. Besides Dave. I'm sorry, Tiffany. I'm sorry, Dave. I know Tiffany is actually the only one who listens.
Hey. We've got a huge Japanese following, so eventually it'll get... The Japanese rumor mill will start spinning, and then it'll get back to somebody.
It'll make it to Russia, and then all the Russian bots will be sending Alex propaganda.
Tiffany will just talk to all the wives at the Sunday brunch thing.
Yeah, that happened once. All right. So, none of you mentioned in 2 years that would still be a thing, interesting enough.
No, because I don't think it will.
Oh, I'm there with you. Yeah. All right, well, what are we talking about this week? What's important? And unless you want to continue, go ahead.
The most important thing to me, honestly, is for some unknown reason, I didn't actually read anything about it, is Infinity War moved up 1 week.
Yeah,
it's coming out April 27th as opposed
right
to
about
May 4th.
That.
Yeah,
okay, well, tell me what about it.
Okay, so supposedly it's... you know, they've been doing this recently where like the big movies have been getting worldwide release like a week before North America?
Sure.
So that was what was scheduled for this, and all they've really said was, there's so much hype and anticipation, we're just going to move it up a week. And so they engaged Robert Downey Jr. to do kind of this Twitter announcement over it. Him asking, hey, when can I see this with my friends? And they're like, what, you mean these friends? And they tagged all the other Avengers. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, no, I'm like my worldwide friends. And they're like, oh, sure, well, we'll just bump it up a week so everybody can see it.
Gotcha.
So it's got to be a money thing. There's got to be something with all the other movie releases that are right around that time. When is Deadpool? Was it after that?
Yeah, 18th of May.
Yeah.
And then Star Wars is the 25th.
Do you think they're going to take away from Star Wars Day for some reason? Maybe they're making a giant announcement for that. That's May 4th, right?
Could be.
I know. And that's my only thing. It's
by the same company now. So.
Yeah, you missed the big boat of having your Star Wars movie release on Star Wars Day. Yeah. Man, that's a huge thing. But now you can't release it on Star Wars Day because it would be only 1 week difference. So right. You kind of want to have that 3 week bleed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, not for that reason. I was thinking maybe they're going to make an announcement or drop something weird, and they didn't want to take. I don't know. Either way, this doesn't make sense. Like, we're going to see this movie. I don't care what date you release it. You can release it on my wife's birthday, my anniversary. I'm going to see it. And she'll see
I wonder if they just, like, could. It was probably a little bit of a benefit, but then also being able to talk about it. It probably is good. They just want to keep something in the news cycle, you know. So talking about it, so
that's a good point. What we should have asked is, what was DC planning to announce today that they fucked over? That's what they do.
They did announce a couple things about the next Wonder Woman movie.
They're like, what? Something's happening to Wonder Woman? Infinity War's up a week. Fuck you, DC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we are now 9 weeks away. We are basically single-digit weeks away from that movie.
Yeah, and I'm super excited. I would be even more excited if it was not a two-parter, honestly.
But the thing is, I know it's a two-parter, but I think it's more of a complete story followed by... I think the second one is going to be Aftermath.
I don't know, man. You think so? Okay, that gives me hope. That gives me hope. Yeah. That gives me hope. All right, interesting.
They can't have a full movie that's only Aftermath, though, can they?
Good.
Well, resetting the universe.
Remember, it's Aftermath to 20 movies, though.
And Aftermath of fucking being able to reshape reality and reshape time and space and everything.
Right, with all the Infinity Stones in one spot.
There is... The rumor mill is circulating that they are in the casting of Wolverine... right now.
Oh, interesting.
Of a new Wolverine actor.
Interesting. Okay. That's going to be a hard role because fucking Jacked Man. He's been Wolverine forever. As for long as I can remember, and he's been a good Wolverine too. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah. I don't know. This is really weird. I don't know anything about it, but I know it does put a smile on my face. So
I know, right?
That's for you.
Yay! Ryan, that was from the trailer.
No, I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, I know. The trailer's not. It was from the original trailer that we watched 27 times in a row.
Okay, I've seen that.
Remember when we sat you down and made your eyes never be able to close and watched it 13 times in a row?
Yeah, I watched that. It was like that movie. What's that one? The Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
But yes, so the DC rumor or the DC thing was that Cheetah would be the main villain in the Wonder Woman sequel. Huh. And she is basically Wonder Woman's arch nemesis, if there is one.
Really?
She's an archaeologist who found this cool tribe and who worship all the this weird god, and basically, this guy was all like, you're going to be my, I'm going to sacrifice you to the god. And he sacrificed her, but the god wanted a virgin, and she is not a virgin, so she must roam the earth as like a bloodlusting, like half human, half cheetah hybrid thing. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah.
The rumor is Kristen Wiig of SNL fame.
Really? Huh.
Is actually up for the role.
Interesting. I don't know that I love that, but okay, whatever. Can I ask you, was this archaeologist a woman Maybe like in her late 30s and also blonde?
I don't know if she's blonde.
Right. Not blonde. She doesn't have to be James Bond. Just blonde.
Blonde.
All right. Well, I would see it anyways, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, it's supposed to take place in the into like the 80s.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well, so moved up in the time. It's fine. Whatever.
Well, they're gonna hit up the 80s because Marvel's hitting up the 80s with their Captain Marvel movie.
Yes. I don't know. But also your favorite pairing of African American comedian and well beloved, you know, Asian, not American, he's not American at all. Chinese action star Chris Tucker confirms Rush Hour 4 will be made.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I also heard he's doing Last Friday with at the Last Friday movie.
Oh no,
they're getting old, man. I don't know. Is this going to be in the retirement home? Actually, like I'm getting too old for this shit.
Riggs kind of did that with the movie Life, didn't
he? I don't know, man. Okay, I guess, but goddamn.
Well, like Jackie Chan's super rich and he's fine. He could He could retire fine. Chris Tucker is like, I need some money.
Blew it on blow.
It's like, I need it. I need my money. But,
yeah. All right. I mean, I'll see it. It'll be fun, I guess. I do like them as a comedic duo. I mean, I think they've been taken over in my mind by The Rock and Kevin Hardwick. I think they do a better job as a new comedy duo. Even though Jack Chan's amazing.
Right.
Sure.
Did you ever see that one? What was it called? Passenger or the latest Jackie Chan movie?
No, I did not. The one where he doesn't do his dramatic role.
Yeah, I think he like tries to like get revenge on his family or not on his family, but
fuck your family,
goddamn family.
Yeah, what was that movie called? It's probably out pretty soon. I should watch that.
Did you see it, Dave?
What's that? Sorry.
That Passenger Jackie Chan movie.
Was it The Foreigner? Is that what you're talking about?
Foreigner, yeah, that's what it was. Like
I watched it, yes, on my sweet Fire Stick thing. It was good. It was a less violent Taken, but yes, it was interesting. It was basically a more serious action movie for Jackie Chan, where it wasn't him going like, itching his head and stuff like that when he got hurt.
Right. Mm.
So it was interesting. I mean, it's not my Jackie Chan is a guy who's like just like doesn't want to fight guys.
Right.
Is always running away from stuff and like then he gets into, you know, has to fight them and then proves that he's really, really great at fighting. But
he's always the reluctant hero.
Yes. But so I mean it was interesting. I mean I would definitely watch it again. I thought it was fun. Cool. So I also thought was fun is Minnesota. There is a guy who went down in Crosby, Minnesota, in Lake. Basically, there's a spot in Crosby, Minnesota, a lake that gets really deep, like 120 foot deep, and a lot of divers go in there to swim and stuff like that. But a guy went down to the bottom of the lake, and he had built a Jason Voorhees statue, and like sunk it all the way to the bottom of the lake. So people go swimming down to see like a full size Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th statue at the bottom of the lake, and it's just if you don't know it's there, I guess it's just super creepy because everything underwater looks super creepy when it's shadowed in like algae and all kinds of stuff. It looks pretty cool.
That is weird.
That is weird, but it is kind of
like Minnesotans are weird. We're pretty fun. we're just weird.
Not to
like, why do we
toot my own horn, but we're pretty awesome.
We're pretty awesome and just weird as fuck. Why we do the things that we do? That's like, true. Why would we want to build like a giant, like consensual sex like shack and just talk about rolling in it all the time?
The question you should be asking yourself is why the fuck would we live here? It's cold 96 days out of the year. Like, super cold. Like, you can't go outside cold.
Yeah. Like, why would a man need not one, not two, but three weird naked children statues, like, just hanging out over his right shoulder. Why does he need them?
You gotta practice on something, not make it illegal.
Right, like, Ryan is all like, this is where he practices, he's getting ready, so when he rolls in the roll, like, he'll be like, he's really good at jiu-jitsu, but only versus children.
Only versus children that don't move.
Right. They're very rigid.
There's certain holds that you just can't get them to, you know, they never submit, you know, it's a challenge.
Right. Can't quite get that arm bar going.
Hey, speaking of sheds, do you, in cold and weather, do you think this shed would need air conditioning for summer times?
I don't think so. I was wondering about that. That's a good question. I don't think so because I think when you open the windows and you open the door, especially if it's a giant sliding door, I think that would be enough. But you're right. It would get pretty fucking hot. So
I mean, it might be okay if you're okay with being really fucking hot. But it would be really fucking hot.
Sure. I think you throw I think you throw a few fans in there. I think you're okay. I think I'm more worried about – like I can get through heat. Like, for some reason, it's easier. You know, you expect to be hot. You expect to sweat. But, man, when it's fucking super cold, like minus 10, and you're and when you go out there, I you don't want to wear clothes when you're working out, so you're automatically colder, and, you know, it just sucks. But that's a good question. Very good question. I would originally not put it in, and then later on, if you needed, like, to put a wall unit in, maybe that would be even enough. Just something to put it, you know, get going or something. I don't know. Good question.
I could see that.
All right. What else is going on this week? Anything interesting? I had something, but I completely forgot what it was.
So there was an interesting Twitter debate.
Oh, no. I wanted
to get your guys' thoughts on this.
Oh, yeah, I remember what it was.
So supposedly, James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, came out and pretty much said that Baby Groot is not Groot 1.0, he's Groot 2.0, as in it's Groot's son. From the first film, it's not actually Groot himself who regrew.
Really?
Now, I didn't figure that out. Like, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, we knew this already, and I'm like, I don't remember anybody saying anything about this before.
Huh.
But, yeah. What's your guys' take on that? That it's not actually Groot, Vin Diesel Groot from episode 1. It is Vin Diesel, baby Groot, son, episode 2.
I didn't think it was his son directly. I just think it's like you cut a plant off and then you rebury the plant. You make a second plant. Is that plant is it technically the son of the original plant?
Right, exactly.
I don't think so. I think it's just the same plant. It's just a different version of the same plant.
Yeah.
So I guess the different version of it would be, yes, I just thought it was just a different version of Groot. It's like, it's a baby version of Groot. And then there's
any of its memories from before?
Otherwise, it would be smart and know, like what to do at situations instead of being like, what do I do? What do I do?
Right, because remember, Groot was like, hey, man, okay, here's when they first got to the kiln in the first movie, and they're like, okay, here's what we're going to need. And Rocket's like, we're going to need this and this and this. And we're going to need that glowing thing up there. And Groot just goes over and goes like, bzzz, here you go. And, like, rips it off the wall. Like, he's not dumb.
Right, because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
right, right. And Gunn has come out, you know, throughout this whole Twitter thing. He's like, listen, it was pretty clear because he doesn't have any of adult Groot's memories. So it's not the same Groot. But he did say, to your point, that when it comes to, you know, talking trees, that the difference between a clone and a son is minimal in his mind.
Yeah.
So, because he's like, because someone said, hey, he's kind of like a clone, an offshoot, and he's kind of like, yeah, kind of the same.
I see where he's going with that, yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, let's take a tree, or a plant. It reproduces in one way. It didn't reproduce in this sense. It did what Dave did. You cut a small piece off, and you made a new. So it's kind of basically the same, but different. So that's what I always thought it was. Because, yeah, it's part of the same. So I don't really consider that a son, but I understand where he's coming from. We don't really have a word for it in human, or like, it doesn't exist generally, you know?
Yeah, I don't like that. I kind of don't really care for that extra information.
I agree.
Because it's like, whatever he is, and his relationship to the old dude was like fine in my brain, but now I'm thinking like,
yeah,
was I thinking about it wrong, and do I like it? Like, I'd rather just not know.
Yeah. And, you know, and, like that. And the kids too, right? Groot is a favorite of kids, and if you're gonna say, oh yeah, he died and there's a new one, you'd be like, they might, I can see some pushback there. I think it probably only came up because of stupid internet questions like this.
Right. So, like, yeah, probably like, why doesn't he know his stuff?
Why is he dumb? Yeah, yeah. But yet he can speak and Rocket can understand him. So, I don't know. Whatever. It's cool. I think it's interesting to talk about, but I hear what both of you are saying. So, that's cool.
And a lot of folks have chimed in, oh, then that kind of makes sense when at the end of the first episode, instead of I am Groot, he says we are Groot. A lot of people are starting to put a lot of emphasis on that last scene.
When was that?
So when he forms the ball,
yeah.
around them, instead of saying his last words are not I am Groot, it's we are Groot.
Right, but that...
So people are putting a lot of emphasis now on that as being one of the most pivotal moments, because is he talking about, you know, them as a whole, or hey, I've got this offshoot, or
no, he's talking about his friends. He's like, we are right. Groot, we're fucking one family together.
I'm in that
fuck
camp.
Anybody
I'm
who
saying,
says anything else. you're looking too into it. Yeah,
it's been a very interesting week following that.
Cool. 'Cause
James Gunn likes to interact with the fans on anything about his movies or anything about our stupid president. So
yeah, you should find those people and troll the shit out of
them. 2 years from now.
Fuck that, one more year. Because that is dumb. It was obvious he was making a statement about he's doing this for his friends and everything. Yeah, fuck everyone else. I hate this game. Let's move on.
Alright.
So, yeah, we did speak... we should mention that our boy Kevin Smith had a giant heart attack.
Shout out to Kevin Smith.
I give him about 40% credit for this podcast. Pretty good, you know. I gave him a little bit more on Twitter, but I was like, yeah, you know, you're about 40% of the reason why we do this podcast, so, or at least why we started the podcast, in my mind anyways, because so you've always said, anybody can do this, it's fun to talk to your friends, why the fuck wouldn't people do this? So, 40% goes to TV's Joe Rogan, too, of course. I mean, you know, props to the master and all, so...
Just make sure you put shout out Kevin Smith in our description.
No.
Searchability.
No.
Searchability.
No. But yeah, so he had a heart attack. Apparently he was... Do you know what show? Was he doing the history show? Is that what he was doing at the time? Or was that some sort of comedy?
It was a stand-up
show.
See, he does stand-up shows now? Or he just... Was it like a talk?
I think that's what they call him.
Oh, okay. His talks are stand-ups.
They're his talks, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, didn't do the second show, and apparently the doctor said, you're lucky you're here, otherwise you wouldn't be alive. So, that's good. And he's back home after having heart surgery, I guess. The only bad thing about this is he's apparently decided to go vegan off this, and there's absolutely very little evidence to show that vegan is more healthy than a good standard balanced diet. So, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll help him.
So, yeah,
fingers crossed.
What was that, Ryan?
That's good. He's okay. When you guys mentioned it last time, I hadn't heard any updates, so it's good he's home.
Yep, Dave.
Well, so you got to follow him on social media because he's always on posting videos on Facebook.
Yeah, he tweeted from his fucking bed after surgery. Like I'm good. Yeah, from his hospital bed.
And then I think Tuesday he did a whole like 20-minute video from the hotel from the hospital room. Yeah.
Dave, do you remember what part of it failed on his heart or something like that?
It was the LAD, which is called the Widowmaker artery.
Yeah.
That's not a good name. That means men die.
Right. Exactly.
100% blocked.
Actually, right, not just men.
So. It's the left coronary artery, or the left anterior descending artery. Yes. But it's occlusion of this artery has often the widow-making infarction.
Interesting. It's kind of fucked up, actually. All right. So
don't worry, it's just a little clog in the widow-maker.
100% clog, don't worry. It'll be fine.
But, yeah, so... Yeah, 100% clog. That's crazy talk.
Hopefully he recovers pretty quickly here. I really hope on the next Hollywood Babylon that they're on, they make a reference to the fact that he could have been in Tinseltown Stiffs. He should have been in Tinseltown Stiffs, and he got lucky about that not doing it. So.
Yeah.
What's that?
During their show, they give shout-outs to famous people who have died that week or whatever. They're like, we lost this person. This person did this, this, and this. So.
Tinseltown Stiffs.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Anything else? What else are we talking about?
I kind of got another debate for you guys. So this is in regards to Star Wars. So I was kind of hoping Adela would have made it tonight, because we all know he dislikes the whole getting rid of canon, making new canon kind of stuff. So right now they have the animated show Star Wars Rebels. Right?
Yep.
And it takes place right before before New Hope and all this and that. So the series is winding up. It's in its last couple episodes, and they introduced something new to the canon for the Force in it this week. The episode's called A World Between Worlds. And in essence, the Jedi Temple that's on Lothal has these accessible dimensions that allows Force users to travel space and time.
Oh, shit!
So, to the point of Ezra, the Force-sensitive Jedi in training, is in the temple, and he's actually hearing Obi-Wan give his famous speech about the Force that he gave to Luke. He hears Rey and Kylo Ren's interaction from the most recent The Last Jedi. So he's hearing and seeing all these interactions, and now it's like, oh my god, we got to make sure we keep Palpatine and the Sith away from this temple now. We can't let them know that this exists. And you know, it's like, okay, that could even play a role maybe in the upcoming episode 9 now that J.J. Abrams is involved. So I want to get your guys' thought about introducing time travel, in essence, to the Star Wars canon. Because the Rebel show is canon, so anything that happens in it happens in this universe. So, thoughts?
Is it real time travel? Can you interact with stuff?
You can go from one spot to the other. Like, it's not just incoming. You can go between. There's portal access. You can go between these portals.
Cool. Okay.
All encased in this temple. So you could go to the future of where this temple is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. All right, I have two comments, and then I'll let you guys talk. first comment is that time travel's fun and neat, and as long as they don't fuck something like in the continuity, it's cool. And two being, it gives them an option to do the fucking Back to the Future 2 thing, where they're like, we were doing this, but you didn't see us, you know, where you could see things that he's doing in the past, but he and how he's helping to navigate things, but you never knew about it. So you're kind of almost retconning it in a way by saying, but you never knew about it. So it's not like you're taking anything away. You're just retconning it a little bit and saying, this still happened. It happened because of this reason, which you never knew about. So I'm okay with that. I'm fine. I like shit.
Ooh, right. I'm not a big fan at initial glance, because it makes me worried about so for example, like when they took that giant ship and they put it in, you know, super speed and like sliced through another ship.
Ludicrous speed?
What's that?
Ludicrous speed, yes.
the thing that was annoying about that, like, it was actually a really cool scene, but it was what was sort of scary is saying, like, wait a second, why don't they do that all the time?
Yeah.
And similarly, I feel with time travel where you can actually interact, why wouldn't that be your plan B for everything? Like, why wouldn't every Jedi in every situation of peril be like, you know, quick, go back, let's go back and tell someone that this is going to happen. You know what I mean?
Like, I set up the cage. I set up the key.
that's the part. Like, if they could just listen, or it was just that location, and they could learn from each other there, then that would be fine, because then you could say, like, yeah, you learn a lot of stuff. Or maybe if there's some, like, strict Jedi rule about giving information, you know, maybe. But now you have a challenge there in explaining why this isn't abused for Jedi good and in the past and in the future. That's the only reason that makes me a little worried.
Yeah, a lot of the canon regarding the Jedi temples right now are that they're these ancient temples, not necessarily good or bad. It was, you know, they're balance points for the Force, but they're ancient, and this one specifically, no one could get in and access it until this Ezra kid came along. He's the one that was actually able to open it and access it. Otherwise, it was closed off to the world, and, you know, like Act Two. You know, no one knew where it was. Only Luke knew where it was because he studied the ancient histories. So, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, how they're going to spin it, if they spin it. You know, we don't know if it's going to be included in Episode 9. The only thing we know is Abrams has said that this will be the one episode that ties all three trilogies together.
Oh, huh, that's cool.
So,
interesting.
That's suspicious, isn't it?
Well, fishy.
The thing is,
you don't know how he's going to do it.
Yeah, if they do it right, you know, come on. There's lots of things where I'm like, okay, all they got to do is do it right. And if they manage to do it right, man, like they could break it too. Like they could say, like, this happens, right? This is the one place where time travel is possible because of whatever Force shit that happens, right? They could use it, and then they could destroy it. And now they used it to fix whatever issues they want, to create the story they want, and then destroy it. Basically, it would be a MacGuffin created for just the story, because they needed something to do this one thing for a story. And then they destroy it and say, like, oh, this thing doesn't exist anymore, but it did everything it needed to do because they needed it to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's some of the best parts of Doctor Who are the finales, when you see what was happening the whole time, but you never knew about it.
Right, exactly.
That's why I think it would be kind of cool to see that part of a Star Wars story, be like, this happened, and here's kind of an extra reason why that you never knew about. And it leaves open the fact that we might then get a fan film about the true Return of the Jedi, where fucking Wookiees help take Endor instead of goddamn Ewoks, and then everybody's happy.
Yeah, I'm not against that positive outlook. I like it. I guess if they would have killed it with the last movie, then there'd be less fear, but like it feels like they're on the edge a little bit, if you will. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? And I'm sorry. Regarding that whole, everyone's always saying, "Well, don't they just keep doing with every ship?" I'm gonna say I think it's a lot harder to do than you think it is. Like,
right,
you're sending a light speed to a point really far away, which means you have to be like basically right next to a ship, and then willing to sacrifice that ship and everybody on that ship. Because, okay, so let's say you are in one solar system. You're sending a tunnel, a hyperspace tunnel, to another solar system really far away. Where you're going is such a vast distance that you might not even be going the right direction. You know, yeah, I want to go towards that ship, but maybe I'm going to be going up instead because I don't fucking know. I don't know. I'm going to say it's a lot harder. I think that's a fine excuse to me. It's a lot harder than you think it is just to say, go ludicrous speed into that fucking ship over there. Yeah, there you go. How about that? And it takes a goddamn genius at the wheel in order to do it.
Right. And going back and changing things, sure, that hasn't been seen in Star Wars, but there's been a bunch of kind of time travel-y things. Like, seeing the future is kind of your mind time traveling. Or, you know, they have stuff in canon of things that people can travel back along timelines to see things in the past.
Yeah.
But this shit happens all the time, dude. Yeah. Like, but, and then one guy who happens to have the ability to just go along the timeline, sure, it's like, by making him like a good, noble, stoic character, it's like, that is basically your made sure that he's the only one that can do it. Sure, it's like, I don't think it's going
to
be an
issue. And to think back a little bit, isn't it Episode 1, we see maybe a little bit of this with Yoda, where he's like, the future's cloudy.
Well, yeah. Well, you know?
That's a little bit of time.
No, you're right,
stuff.
But he specifically says Through the Force, things you will see, the future, the past, old friends long gone. So yeah, you can see along the time frame. That's kind of cool. I never thought about that. And to be able to step there, that's just kind of one additional thing.
Yeah. Yeah, this temple then actually provides you the means, the portals to walk through. To
get right. Because they say, like, oh, cool, you can't bring people back from the dead. But what if there was a guy who learned how to bring people back from the dead? This one guy learned how to bring people back. They talk about that shit all the time where there's, like, one wizard. It's basically just fucking magic where one wizard, there's, like, oh, here's all the spells that are in the spell book. It's in the player's handbook.
Not a wizard, it's a cleric.
Yeah, but then there's all of a sudden, like, there's one wizard who comes up with his own spell and names it so it makes hair grow. Spivey's hair grow. You know, so that's not really in a spell book, but only one guy knows how to do it. Doesn't mean it's going to break everything.
Yep. So, yeah. I can see it.
Yeah, so I don't think it... It doesn't bother me as such, but I mean, it's... No matter what they do with all future Star Wars movie, it's never going to take away my love of the original three that meant as much to me as they did. It's not like they're going like, oh, sorry, we broke all these movies and now you can't watch them anymore.
Sure.
So...
Yeah. All right. That's interesting. That's good. That's kind of fun. I really would actually like to see what Adam says. He would say this. Well, you know, did you guys ever think about my dirty socks? My dirty socks. Right. Think about my dirty socks. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, my dirty socks, they go through the wash, and then that's like them going through the future, and then they're past socks, and you know, they're dirty socks. Did you guys think about that? I'd be like, Adam, what the fuck are you talking about? And it'll make complete sense to him, and I'll have no fucking clue what he's talking about for a while, and then it'll make sense.
Yeah, it would be good to hear what he has. I think he's going to agree with me. That's my guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he's so mad about the...
He if it's not in the book he read, he doesn't like it.
But he's going to be like, no, we can go and pass and get the Admiral Thrawn we need. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to get Marl Jayne or whatever her name is. It's going to be amazing.
Marl Jayne.
Yeah, and then we're going to... Oh, my God, I can't wait. They're going to bring all the books back. Yay!
Hey, Thrawn's alive and well in the canon now.
Right.
So... It's just not the books that he wants in the canon.
It's not going to be alive and well for long if he's in a canon. Ah!
Right.
That was actually too funny. I don't know why.
Cool. What else we got? Anything else to talk about?
Chris, what can you tell me about the medieval kingdom of Bohemia in the imperial state of the Holy Roman Empire around 1403?
Bohemia and 1403. Okay, yes. So you're telling me Bohemia was part of the HRE or no?
Yeah, it wasn't an imperial state of the Holy Roman Empire.
Okay, so then it was probably the HRE was probably centered either around Hungary or Germany at that point, and okay. Bohemia would have been a client state to the. Actually, Bohemia's. Did it get annexed by Hungary at that point? I don't remember what time it was, but what are you looking for here, buddy?
Because there is a game called Kingdom Come Deliverance that just came out.
Yeah.
That was made by a Czech group, and it's basically it is setting the world on fire because it's focused on historical accuracy and realistic content.
Okay, so
and basically the story takes place in Bohemia,
right?
In 1403.
So I'm pretty sure that's when Bohemia was being annexed into Hungary. We don't know. We know Hungary is a shitty little small state, but Austria-Hungary used to be the biggest state in Central Europe and the seat of the HRE for a long time, which was all of Europe. So yeah, that's kind of cool. I did watch Darius play a little bit tonight. I think people really like the accuracy of weapons and shit and stuff like that.
Right.
And how it looks, and that's cool.
But yes, yeah, so basically the first line is like, on orders of the Hungarian king Sigismund, a bunch of mercenaries went in and raided a village called Skalitz because it was a major source of silver. Basically just killed everybody. And you play a guy who managed to... The son of the blacksmith who survived. But I guess it is... It's open world, first-person perspective, classless RPG. Abilities and stats grow depending on what player does and says through branching tree dialogues.
What's the name of the game again?
Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Yeah, just Kingdom Come, I think, comes up with a lot of stuff. I actually heard really good things about the game, honestly.
Like, horses act on their own AI, so if you aren't good at controlling them, and if you ride them in the comment, they're going to be like, no thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit! What was I don't know. I will. I'll look more into this game because I think it sounds interesting. Sometimes RPGs are not my thing, which is weird. I know, but electronic RPGs sometimes aren't my thing. They take a lot of commitment and shit. But sometimes they're really cool too if you can commit them. But there was I was reading about a movie. They're interactive movies apparently, and one of there's an interactive movie coming out on Steam and shit where you basically it sounded like a choose your own adventure movie. But like a big budget movie kind of thing.
Yeah, it is not. It is War Games, dude.
Yeah, War Games. What the fuck? Yeah. We're gonna have interactive movies on Steam now, where we just like pick and choose our own adventure kind of thing, but with movie
right.
form.
Like I think they filmed a bunch of different things, basically a bunch of different choices, and then everyone who's watching it at the time votes on what they want to happen.
That's kind of cool,
that
man. Right. That's kind of cool, especially when you can give real, like as we've seen through. Slay the Spire, you can give real feedback, real-time feedback, so you could be like, okay, if you're watching this, start voting now or whatever, and then we'll go for 5 minutes, and then that's what happens. That's kind of cool. I actually kind of like that. It's interesting. You're going to get a shitload of Russian bots being like the worst Russia pro-Russian thing. Russia takes over. That's not even an option. Russia takes over.
Wait, so you... Everybody watches it at the same time and then has a chance? Or can you all watch it individually and whomever's watching at that time?
I have no idea.
Or is there different showings and then...
I have no idea. It might
I don't know, yeah.
It could be any... It could be individual. It could be like maybe there's at... it could be weekly. Maybe something happens... You know, they end each week with a, oh boy, and then you got a week to vote. Or maybe it's fucking just interactive right for everybody as per whoever happens to be on during the show. I have no idea. I'm actually kind of interested to see him do it though, because it sounded kind of neat.
It is cool. It's a cool concept. I think it's neat.
Yeah. They said it's not going to be, it's going to be based mostly on more on like spy stuff rather than actual nuclear war and shit. So.
Right. Even though they did say like that during the trailer, they go, would you like to play a game?
Yes, that was cool. I like that.
Because you need to do that. That I don't care. You can do whatever you want.
I know. No, but there's a lot of interesting things. I don't know. Because this brought me back... Hearing about this brought me back to one of the last shows I was watching Persephone watch. She had just found this show where you watch it, and you also have it going on your iPad, and then you vote on your iPad. Like you play along. Like, which is the triangle? And then you pick the triangle on the iPad. Now, it doesn't sync or anything, but it hopes you get it right, or if it doesn't, it says, yeah, this is the triangle, you know what I mean? And that was on a TV show, that was a regular TV show, which I thought was really cool, and, I mean, she only watched it, like, twice, because it was very recent, but it seemed really neat, and I think it's cool that they're doing stuff like that.
Did I cat? It was actually kind of disturbing.
Yeah, she's right next to the microphone. She gets angry when I pet her too hard when I get excited. So. She's fine.
That is, your soul that is cool is when mine. They mix genres of things like in ways that is unusual.
Well, and I think they're going to have to do that more and more with the next generations who are going away from TV for more, you know, everything else. Like, they don't watch as much TV. Everything's online and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn millennials.
Fucking millennials.
They all want your YouTube channels.
Oh, hell yeah. I have a fucking video with 5,000 views on YouTube. I like most of my videos have like 100, and one of them has 5,000. That's amazing. I'm famous. You guys should be like, holy shit, that guy's got 5,000
views. I just have
videos.
I have it on repeat.
Oh, is which that what it is? I appreciate it.
I don't
that.
Know.
Hey, man.
Subscriptions.
What's that? Oh, that's the War Games trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your video? It's got 5,000 views.
It's an old Stellaris video. It's like 8 months old. It's something. So.
Oh. Back when you played Stellaris.
Yeah, this game's fucking fun. It's just you go in waves with games. That game's fucking amazing.
Oh yeah.
That one you did was good. The Spire one.
Oh, that they paid me. They did not pay me for.
Yeah. What do you call that game? Slay the Spire. That game is fun to watch, weirdly.
It is. That's why they did that Twitch integration, because it makes it completely new. Like, you just, like, all of a sudden you're watching, you might as well just push a number and be like, oh, I'm kind of playing too. It's amazing. Ah!
That's yeah, pretty cool.
Cool. Are we good? Are we going to end this thing? Or we want to talk more about Adam now that he's not here?
A double.
Yeah, like someday Adam's guts will feel better.
Someday.
Was he sick before?
Yeah.
Pre-sick, or is this new, brand new?
Pre-sick.
considering he's praying to the porcelain god.
I think he's kind of always sick.
He's not always sick. Stop saying
he's like
that.
He's like the Hulk, but always
he's
sick.
He's not always. He's not the Hulk. He's not the Hulk of sickness. I don't know. There was a thing going around that was like a 24-hour thing, and my family got it. It was like basically the kids had diarrhea for 24 hours, which was the worst of it, because when your kid's ass is so red from pooping so much that he screams every time you wipe his butt, it sucks. And then Amy got it, and then I got it. But, I mean, it was gone by Monday. But then again, you know, could have picked it up from somewhere else. It's going around, so.
Yeah.
But luckily, that was only, it was like specifically 24 hours. It was actually like at 8 o'clock I started feeling bad. At 8 o'clock I started feeling night, and 24 hours later.
Jeez.
So it wasn't too bad. But he might have got some. I don't know. He's a great guy. I love Adam. Do you guys know I love Adam? He's a good guy.
Adam's
a great guy.
I hope he becomes future emperor of 3D printing. That's my hope for him. In 2 years, emperor of 3D printing.
The emperor of 3D printing?
He's like, you know, I like you guys being one part of the Five Kings, but I'm going to break off, become emperor of 3D printing.
Maybe a god of 3D printing, like the American gods. You know, eventually there'll be a god of 3D printing.
You're right.
You know, as long as he can get out of the evil empire of NRA support.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He does work for FedEx, so
he's gotta get out of there first.
Is that show coming back? Did we hear American Gods? I liked the first season; it's pretty good. And it ended with him being like,
I believe so.
Fuck them all, and she's like, "All right."
So that like Easter, yeah, Easter's just all like, "Nope, sorry, no Easter,
no more food for you, bitches."
Yeah, it's all like, "Sorry, no spring."
Yeah, so that would be interesting. I hope it comes back. I liked it. But yeah, I can also see people being like, what the fuck is this shit?
I didn't see that.
That shit was artistic.
Yeah.
Ryan, you watched it?
I didn't.
Okay, but that shit is artistic. Like, you know, you watch it and you're like, okay, I completely understand what's going on, but it is like...
But you also read the books. Like,
yeah, I know, it's And
you know shit. Like, if you're coming into this not knowing anything...
I know. It's really hard for movies. It's like, I would like to do that, somehow figure out a way to do that. Like, go into something, like some movie, something I know nothing about, but I have a base knowledge that's really high on movies and television, so...
You have to find an original story and not watch the trailer for it and then go into the movie. Right. That's the dream, if you ask me. They're actually more rare than you think they are. I tried to do it with that one Disney movie. What was that Disney movie? With the one where the girl and she goes and she's got the token, she goes into the fucking place.
Tomorrowland?
Yeah, I tried to do it Tomorrowland, and like a fucking week before the movie opened, I was watching a trailer. I was like, this movie looks really good. And then at the end, they're like, Tomorrowland. I was like, fuck me. So I tried my best. But it's really hard to find an original script one that's not based on a historical event that you might not know anything about, and like basically not see the trailer, and to make it sound interesting that you're going to want to go to it. Like, those are really hard things to kind of satisfy.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Like, even the one recently with what's her name on? The fucking hot chick, Katniss Evergreen. What's her name?
Oh.
What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, she's in this movie called Black Widow, where they...
It is Black Widow.
It's fucking weird. It's named after a color in an animal. It's Red Scorpion, and it has to do with raising fucking Russian ballerinas to be spies. It's Black Widow.
Like, I don't know. Like, I... All you need is, like, during the credits to have, like, her show up Black Widow and go, like... And then then all of a sudden that movie goes from making, like, $20 million to making $190 million.
That's true.
Because she just looks at the camera and goes, like...
But that's one of those where I was like, I might see this movie because I like her and I know nothing about this. I just know it's called Red Scorpion. But then I was watching a fucking show where she was on, Red Sparrow, yeah, and it was an interview, and they're describing it to me, and I was like, fuck me, why are you describing the movie? Just tell me it's, oh, God. Yeah. But now I know shit about it, and I don't want to see it anymore, all so right. Fuck you and your movie.
I'm going to throw this out there real quick. What are the odds we get a fucking Infinity War trailer tomorrow?
Since they moved it up a month?
Well, you don't need... Well, because we haven't gotten a second one. It's about time to get a second one. You hit us with the thing of, like, oh, shit, we're giving it to you a week early, and fuck it all, like, I don't care, DC, eat our asses. Here's a fucking trailer for, you know.
I don't know.
I'm feeling good.
See what does Screen Rant say?
Fuck Screen Rant. But let me tell you something about this Infinity Wars movie, this little movie they're making. You know how you make it even bigger? I'll tell you how you make it even bigger. This is from personal research I've done. Is I've talked to like 4 or 5 people that went and saw Black Panther that weren't really into the Marvel universe, but kind of, you know. And they're really, because my job, and a bunch of places around the city paid to have youth go watch this movie. They're like, we think this is worthwhile to go see it. We're leaving at this time on Sunday. Who wants to see it? We'll pay for the movie, but won't pay for your snacks, kind of a thing. Which is makes it bigger, you know. Obviously, it helps to the numbers. But here's my point. Is whenever I talk to half these people that don't know a lot about the Marvel Universe, but they saw the movie, and I say, well, you know, it's going to be really cool, because in Infinity War, it's going to center very closely around Wakanda, and they're like, what? It makes them want to see Infinity Wars. And I'm like, yes, look at this screenshot. This is Wakanda. This is why they open it up to the world, because the big part of this movie is going to take place in Wakanda. We see fights in Wakanda, and they're like, holy shit, I need to see this movie now. And that's all they got to do. Just call... Take off Infinity Wars and call it Wakanda Part 2, and you'll get more people. Or Infinity Wars subtitled Wakanda.
That's pretty funny.
Thanks, man. I try. I'm glad you heard it.
It was good. It was really good. Alright.
Yeah, other than that, I ain't got much of anything else. I'm...
Ryan, happy. Tell me a horror story about robots, and then we'll end with that.
I showed her the one last time with the dog robots.
I know, that's why I said tell me. I showed it to Amy, and she's like, I hate the world. Because she hates dogs, and she fucking knows Skynet's taking over. Robot dogs.
I showed a video where they were demonstrating that in a talk, and like, the guy was kind of, if they would have like, take this cut out of the scene, it could have been made to look scary, because the guy was like, I'm gonna let whomever take control, and he had like a, you know, remote control to control it instead of the automated programming, because when he was handed the cup, because he was said like, you know, because I don't want to let it do it on its own in case something goes wrong, basically. Something like that, which was interesting, because so this guy was like, yeah, I'm not willing to let the AI like decide my hand is a door.
That's what I was gonna say. The AI decides the reporter's a door and starts
twisting. It's not working. Red. That's confusing.
Oh well. So, keep going. All right. Cool. That's good enough horror story. I like it. Awesome. Let's get out of here, Adam. Let people know. Oh, never mind. Adam. Adam's not here. Adam, if you're at home, practice letting people know where people can find us. Since you're not here, we'll tell you geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com is our email address. Geeks Next Door is our Facebook page where we post links to this podcast and very little else. Maybe we should put some more shit on that page, but we never do. We're just too damn lazy. If one of us was full-time, we definitely would, but right now we're not. Maybe in 2 years. And that's it. That's it. We don't have any patrons from this podcast because everything's through the other one. So that's it. Cool. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah.
Yay.